Okay, let's unpack this. Think about a really simple, comforting ritual. You know, a warm cup in your hand, steam coming up, that lovely smell. What if that simple moment actually offered some, well, surprising benefits, stuff way beyond just the taste, things we often miss? Today, we're doing a deep dive into something you might drink pretty often, especially when you need a bit of comfort: honey ginger lemon tea. And our mission here, it's not just about a recipe. No, we're going deeper. We'll explore what makes it unique, uncover the real health benefits, look how simple it actually is to make, and all the different times it can be just the perfect thing for comfort and wellness. I'm really looking forward to getting into this blend. That warmth, the tanginess, the sweetness,
Yeah.
there's got to be more to it.
Absolutely. And I'm ready to sort of set the stage for understanding not just what it is, but why. Why is it so loved, so beneficial, really? We're aiming to pull out some really important nuggets of knowledge today from our sources, focusing on how something seemingly basic can be, well, physiologically quite potent.
Right, but what is it about this simple brew that makes it such a go-to? You know, for so many people, especially when you're feeling a bit under the weather, there has to be more to its popularity than just like the comforting heat, right?
Oh, definitely. And what's really fascinating are the specifics, the characteristics that make it so appealing and frankly effective. Visually, for instance, it usually has this beautiful golden, maybe amber color. That color actually hints at the rich compounds inside. And you often see it with, say, a slice of lemon floating in it, or maybe a mint sprig. That's not just for looks. It genuinely enhances the whole sensory thing. The smell alone is just, it's a wonderful preview. You get that distinct, almost invigorating blend of spicy ginger, that bright, sharp lemon, and then the sweet scent of honey underneath it all, and the flavor. It's like this perfect balance act on your tongue. You get the warm spice from the ginger first, then that tangy hit from the lemon, but it's all smoothed out by the honey sweetness. They really do complement each other perfectly. It ends up being both comforting and refreshing. Texture-wise, it's generally really smooth kind of coating, which probably why it feels so good when you're just relaxing or maybe trying to soothe a scratchy throat.
It's amazing, isn't it, how just a few simple things can pack such a punch. I'm really curious now, what's actually going on, like physiologically, when we drink this? Where does the real power for our well-being come from in this potent trio?
That's a great question because each ingredient really does play a specific, quite significant role. If we connect this to the bigger picture, the health benefits become much clearer. Take immune support. It's not just a vague idea. The lemon, for example, is packed with vitamin C, right? Well, that directly helps your white blood cells function better. They're your body's main defenders. Then you've got honey. Certain compounds in honey have proven antimicrobial properties. That means they can actually help fight off bacteria and viruses. And ginger. Ginger acts as a strong anti-inflammatory. So it helps manage your immune response, stops it from overreacting, but still lets it fight infection effectively. It's like a holistic defense system in a mug.
Wow, okay, so it's not just it boosts your immunity or
Right.
its specific actions. That makes
Yeah.
a lot more sense. What about for, those awful sore throats?
Exactly. And for sore throats, yeah, the honey and lemon combo is particularly good. Honey works as what's called a demulcent. Basically, it creates this soothing layer over irritated bits in your throat, which calms down irritation and coughing. Lemon, being acidic, can help break up mucus. Plus, you get that vitamin C boost again, helping with healing right there. And the ginger, its anti-inflammatory power helps reduce swelling and pain in the throat, too. Then there's digestion. Ginger is the star here, really. It has these compounds called gingerols and shogels. These are bioactive and they actively stimulate your digestive enzymes and get things moving in your gut. That's why ginger works so well against nausea, motion sickness, even bloating. Combine that with the lemon citric acid, which also helps digestion, and you've got a really effective gut soother. And finally, antioxidants. Both lemon and ginger are loaded with them, things like flavonoids and polyphenols. These are super important for protecting your body against free radicals. Think of free radical as like unstable molecules causing damage, almost like rust inside your cells. So you're getting cell protection too.
It really is a powerhouse. And the best bit, you don't need some fancy lab coat to make it, right? It sounds like it's actually pretty easy. Let's walk through that. How simple is it? What are the basic things we need?
That's the beauty, isn't it? Simplicity and effectiveness together. Okay, core ingredients. You need about a 1-inch piece of fresh ginger. Peel it, slice it thin, or you could grate it, maybe a tablespoon's worth. Then 2 cups of water, juice from half a lemon, and about 1 to 2 tablespoons of honey. You can adjust that depending on how sweet you like it. Optional extras like lemon slices or a few fresh mint leaves, they just make it nicer. And instructions, super straightforward. First, get your ginger ready sliced or grated, then bring the 2 cups of water to a boil in a saucepan. Once it's boiling, add ginger, turn the heat down low, and let it simmer gently. About 5 to 7 minutes is good. That simmering part is key, actually. It really lets those beneficial compounds, the gingerols and shogels, infuse into the water properly. After simmering, take the pan off the heat. Stir in the lemon juice, then add your honey. Keep stirring till the honey dissolves. Finally, just pour it through a fine mesh strainer into your cup or mug. That gets rid of the ginger bits, leaves you with a nice smooth tea. Garnish if you feel like it. Done.
That sounds incredibly simple. Almost too simple, given all those benefits you just laid out. And okay, to really make the most of the whole thing, not just drinking it, but the experience, what about accessories? Does using the right cup or pot actually make a difference? Or is that just about looking nice?
Oh, it absolutely makes a difference. It can turn it from just having a drink into more of a mindful little ritual. For essentials, yeah, a medium saucepan is needed. Stainless steel or enamel coated is probably best, heats evenly, doesn't add any weird taste. And that fine mesh strainer, definitely a must have. You want that smooth tea, right? Without chewy ginger bits. When it comes to cups or mugs, ceramic or porcelain are generally preferred. Why? Well, they hold the heat really well, keep your tea warmer for longer. Plus, they're non-reactive, so they don't interfere with the tea's natural aroma. You smell the tea, not the cup. Now, if you're making it for a few people, or you just like the ceremony, a teapot is great, especially one with a built-in infuser that can make the whole steeping thing even easier. Look for heat-resistant glass or ceramic. They maintain the temperature and flavor really well. And then there are little helpers. A lemon squeezer, saves mess, gets all the juice out, a honey dipper, or just a spoon. Easier to control how much honey you add without getting sticky. You could even get creative during simmering, maybe add a cinnamon stick or a couple of cloves. Their essential oils add another layer of warmth and complexity. So yeah, these accessories aren't just fluff. They simplify things and definitely enhance the whole enjoyment of it.
Right, right. Yeah. It's clear this tea is way more than just something you drink when you have a cold. As we kind of wrap up this deep dive, maybe you listening can think about how, knowing all this, how it might change when or why you reach for this tea, not just when you're sick.
Exactly. It opens up so many possibilities for weaving this into your daily life. Obviously, there are the health and comfort reasons we know well. It's therapeutic side for colds, nausea, digestion, that immune boost we talked about, the ginger's warmth, lemon's vitamin C, honey's soothing antimicrobial touch. All that good stuff. But think about relaxation and stress relief too. That aromatic blend, ginger and lemon, it can genuinely help unwind tense muscles, calm your mind after a stressful day, perfect for unwinding. You could even have it as a morning wake-up call. Seriously, it's a great alternative to coffee. It gives you a natural energy lift without the caffeine jitters. How? Well, it stimulates circulation and digestion, helps you feel alert, but without that later crash. Or what about social gatherings? It's a bit different, shows you care about wellness. Really nice health-conscious drink to offer guests. Mm-hmm. And lastly, evening relaxation. Its soothing qualities are perfect before bed. It can really promote relaxation, maybe even improve sleep quality. A lovely little bedtime ritual.
We really have covered a lot, haven't we? Journeyed right through honey ginger lemon tea, from what it basically is, its characteristics, to those surprisingly deep health benefits. All the way to how easy it is to make and just how versatile it is. Understanding this simple drink really does add another layer to enjoying it, I think. Every sip feels a bit richer, infused with warmth, wellness, and a kind of appreciation for these natural things.
Uh-huh. And maybe a final thought to leave you with, as you maybe incorporate this more, think about how embracing simple, natural things like this, these mindful rituals like making the tea, how can that contribute to your overall sense of well-being? Maybe a deeper connection to just everyday wellness. Perhaps you'll start noticing those subtle effects, the gingerols working, the flavonoids doing their thing. So really embrace exploring tea. Maybe even try experimenting. Add a different spice. Change the honey type. See how those natural compounds interact and how it enhances things for you.